This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
How's everyone doing? Because I know that there are a lot of emotions around, you know, the state of the world right now and, you know, how weird our lives feel. But also, you know, there's a fear that comes with all of that, too. And so I just asked, you know, real talk, how is everyone feeling? And, you know, there's an overwhelming feeling of just wanting normal life back again. And I know you can relate to that,
too.
Oh,
my gosh.
Leanne said, I just wish things were back to normal. Billy Joe said, I'm feeling the same way and I'm praying for normalcy again. Lainey Marie, who checks in all the time, said, a month ago, I was wishing that life would slow down a little bit and I'd have more time with my boys at home. And now I'm just wishing I could take that back and have our normal routine again. You know, a lot of people are just saying, like, I can't wait until this is all over. And it's not just to get back to normal, but also just to know that this isn't lingering anymore, you know, that feeling of, you know, being afraid to go anywhere.
You know, it is going to make everybody revalue their life and reassess it. And it really makes you realize things that we would never thought about as being great things, little things in our life that we take for granted. Suddenly you go, oh my gosh, I wish I could do this. I wish I could go to the gym. I wish I could hang out in the park with my friends. And Amanda, correct me, I could be wrong. I think you told me once you had never seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Are you going to tell me to do that while I'm home?
You should, even though it's a Christmas movie, because that's the basic thesis of the story. A guy who thought his life was worthless, it wasn't even worth living anymore. And I'm not going to give away the story, but he learned, as we are learning now, that all those little things that used to drive him crazy, he could now laugh at because he got his life back.
Are you going to tell me I have to watch Wizard of Oz while I'm home now, too?
Oh, my God. Your girls will love that.
You think?
You know, when Wizard of Oz, this is going to sound funny to some people who are very young, but Wizard of Oz used to be one showing a year, once. My brothers and sisters and I would eagerly wait. I think it was always around Easter, I think. We could not wait to see that every year. You should watch
wow.
that.
How television viewing has changed.
It certainly has.
You have to see the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find he is a wizard, a wizard, if ever a wizard was. If ever a wizard was, the Wizard of Oz is one because